For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's crown prince ordered the assassination of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi inside a Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That's reportedly the CIA's conclusion. Washington Post reporter Shane Harris tells CNN.
This was a brazen attack, as we all know, and has been well documented. But the intelligence ultimately was collected by the United States and also by other governments, including Turkey, and is forming this full picture that we're seeing now.
A senior U.S. official says the conclusion is partially based on a recording provided by the Turkish government. Saying she can't win the Georgia governor's race, Democrat Stacey Abrams is ending her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams announcing she'll continue to fight for the voting rights of all Georgians as a private citizen.
I announced the launch of Fair Fight Georgia, an operation that will pursue accountability in Georgia's elections and integrity in the process of maintaining our voting rolls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump tells reporters he, not his attorneys, personally crafted the answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's questions. The president also provided his opinion on the Russia investigation.
They should have never had it. They've wasted millions and millions of dollars. There should have never been a so-called investigation, which in theory it's not an investigation of me. But it's, as far as I'm concerned, I like to take everything personally because you do better that way. The witch hunt, as I call it, should never have taken place. It continues to go on. I imagine it's ending now.
But House Democrats poised to reactivate the probe up President Trump's campaign ties to Russia, saying an investigatory priority is learning more about a Republican activist who sought 2016 Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's private emails. Firefighters gain ground against two deadly California wildfires as residents in northern parts of the state face a new threat, the dirtiest air quality levels in the world. The death toll now stands at 66 across the state, and more than 600 people remain missing. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Democrats take control of the House of Representatives in January when Republican chairs who he believes should be the next speaker, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
Pelosi met Friday with prominent Democratic critics, including Representative Marsha Fudge, an Ohio lawmaker who's considering whether to run for House Speaker and challenge Pelosi. North Korea has tested a newly developed ultra-modern weapon in an event supervised by leader Kim Jong-un amid faltering nuclear disarmament negotiations with the U.S. Very little is known about the weapon or whether it's even new, but the test is the latest sign that Pyongyang is prepared to return to a more militaristic relationship with Washington. President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
This year, it is my true privilege to award this honor to seven extraordinary Americans. Senator Orrin Hatch, the late great Justice Antonin Scalia, Miriam Adelson, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, and two more recipients who are no longer with us, but whose legacies will live on forever. Legendary Babe Ruth, legendary Elvis Presley.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.